Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Whether you have hip, knee, or shoulder problems, or need joint replacements, I'm here to help. I see patients in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Melbourne, ensuring you get the highest quality care close to home. Because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And we welcome you into the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Good hard-fought victory for Mountain Home. It ended up pulling away at the end. I never thought they'd end up with a 10-point victory, but that was the case, 65-55, as Mountain Home wins their third championship trophy of the season, and Brad, you said it best. Let's hope we get number four later on in the spring.
That's right. I would love for that to happen. Matt, we got a really good girls basketball team.
We sure do.
This North Little Rock team was top tier. We were down eight at half.
Yeah.
We were down eight at half and came back in, won 65-55.
Yeah.
What an excellent job. Great job by our coaching staff switching to the 1-3-1.
Yes.
That was a huge difference maker. Then all of a sudden we started trapping up high, trapping down low, stopping the threes. And then all of a sudden it just boiled into Mountain Home then getting to the line, making free throws. I don't have a quick math on me to figure out how many free throws they made, but they made a lot tonight.
You know, it's not just says a lot about how good the team is, you know, at talent-wise, athletically, a lot of good character.
Absolutely. I love the girls, to be honest with you. I've said this many times. They're like daughters to me. This is a group that I've had. Livy Fosses has moved in, just been one of them. Brooklyn Mitchell moved in, been one of them. And they're just a fun group of girls. They have fun. They're like more daughters to Coach Leonard and Coach Husky, right?
Yeah.
Before the game, they were over there giving Coach Leonard a hard time, and this is just a special group. They got a special thing going.
You bet. Let's get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. And we're going to go with Lake & Moore. The reason we are is because of the milestone that she hit tonight.
Yeah. I don't know if I can talk about Lake without getting emotional. She's just an awesome girl.
Yeah.
And to get 1,000 points is just amazing.
It
so
is.
Proud of her. Proud of everything she's done. And she's just an awesome young lady.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have any Kleenex for you.
Oh, man.
Well, let's take a look at the game stats brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. where when it feels like home, it heals like home. I'll just go over my numbers real quick. I counted nine ties and seven lead changes in this game.
It was an awesome game.
It was an awesome game. Rebounds were just about even. Mountain Home with 29 and North Little Rock with 30. And turnovers were about even as well. Mountain Home ended up with 14 and North Little Rock 15. I'll tell you, that was the big difference. Mountain Home had 10 of those turnovers in the first half. They did a much better job taking care of the ball and forced North Little Rock into more turnovers.
Yeah, they flip-flop from the first half to the second half in the way that the turnovers happened, and that's why Mountain Home was able to mount a comeback, right?
Absolutely.
Let's go over to scoring. Mountain Home's leading scorer, Brooklyn Mitchell. She finished with 24 points, came in,
wow,
got to the rim a lot.
She did.
Forced the issue. She's been a great addition to this Lady Bomber basketball team. Libby Fawcett finished behind her with 22. Lakin Moore had 10, 9 points for Jayla Yonkers, and 2 points for Anna McCarn. For North Little Rock, Kinley Mears, excellent player for North Little Rock. She finished with 16 points, 9 points for Delilah Bateman, 8 for Elisha Shepard, 9 as well for Lauren Brewster, 2 points for Gumpton, 6 points for Edwards, 5 points for Fimple, and 2 points for Delilah White.
All right, and with that victory, Mountain Home is now going to be 14-2 on the season, as this wraps up their non-conference slate.
Yeah, let's get ready for some conference season. 14-2, the teams that we beat in this non-conference. Let's just go through them: Greene County Tech, Nettleton at Nettleton, Springdale at Springdale, North Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bergman.
Yes.
You go through at the teams that we've beaten. I would love to have Valley Springs again with our full complement of players back. We had several hurt that game. Valley View, that's what I meant. Yeah. And, I mean, that game, we went double overtime with Harbor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
A team that's going to be in the top five overall. This is a really, really good Lady Bomber basketball team. And guess what? Conference season starts. I've got your Tuesdays and Friday nights planned for the next month and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2 months. 2.5 months, probably. Right?
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Fridays. Tuesday night, Friday night. That's when the boys and girls are going to be there. Your boys' team's really fun to watch. They're doing an awesome job. Your girls' team, they're really good. They're one of the best teams in the state.
You bet. And, Brad, I will say this. I appreciate you doing play-by-play. I want my job back. but no, in all seriousness, you know, thank you for doing that while I had to, you know.
The computer job. You did an excellent job, Matt.
Well, thank you very much. So, again, Mount Home improves to 14-2, and North Little Rock falls to 11-6. Real quickly, let's just want to recap all the games real quick from the tournament on the girls' side. It was Mount Home winning this game 65-55 for the championship. Grierson Westside finished in third place with a 60-51 win over Cabot. It was Dumas winning the fifth place over Flippin, 54-39, and Rector beat Paragould for seventh place, 54-50. On the boys' side, it was Mount Home losing to Farmington in the championship game, 76-57. Flippin beat Greene County Tech in overtime on a buzzer beater for the 60-59 win. I wish I could have seen that game.
It was awesome.
It was Dumas over Rector for fifth place, 54-34, and Cotter lost the seventh place game to Paragould, 73-33. So Mount Home splits the championship games, and that's going to wrap up the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Our next broadcast, I believe it's December 7th. Yes.
January 7th, conference starts.
About a week and a half, Mountain Home will be back here at the hangar. Harrison is coming.
No, it's not Harrison.
Is it not?
It's West Belfont. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. Okay. We want to see another good crowd out here.
Yeah,
we've had some great crowds this week, but we want to see another one.
Hey, boys game is going to be fire. They're really good. Harrison's boys are really good.
Oh.
Mountain Home is going to have to play really well. Girls game, there's been a little smack talk since Brooklyn Mitchell moved over from Harrison to Mountain Home.
Yeah.
There's going to be a point trying to be proven by both teams. Let's pack this place. Harrison atmosphere is always fun. Let's pack this place. Let's have a good night.
You bet. So, Brad, thank you so much, man.
Enjoyed it, Matt.
I'm looking forward to it, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. Have a good one.
So thank you to Brad Coleman here at the broadcast position with me. Thank you to Jude Dillon, our producer back at the studio. And thank you for joining us on the air and online. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's doubleheader was brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, General Water Conditioning, FNBC, Jeans Good as New, Mountain Valley Spring Water, North Arkansas Dental Group, Todd Gilbert Insurance, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.